conservative state Supreme Court Justice Annette Ziegler will not run for a third term. Instead, she plans to retire in 2027. It's Tuesday, March 10th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, the number of Wisconsin toddlers receiving the recommended childhood vaccines is continuing to decline.
We understand that there's a lot of misinformation and disinformation out there that maybe people are questioning.
And Wisconsin's universities may soon begin offering three-year degree programs. Stay with us.
Help students start and stay writing with Wubensocker, a free multimedia resource from PBS Wisconsin Education and UW-Madison School of Education. Collaborative arts-based activities and lessons are designed to help learners build confidence in writing and see how extraordinary their ideas are. Visit pbswisconsineducation.org to explore the Wubensocker collection today.
Conservative Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Annette Ziegler has announced she will not seek re-election next year. As Anya Van Wagtendonk reports, she's the second conservative incumbent to say she'll step away in recent months.
Ziegler said she will serve out the remainder of her term but not run for re-election in 2027. In a statement, she said she's retiring to spend more time with her family. Ziegler has been on the court since 2007 and served 4 years as Chief Justice. She has accused the new liberal majority of, quote, going rogue. But in her retirement announcement, she thanked people across the political spectrum for their support. The announcement sets up an open race for her seat. But no matter what happens, liberals will have a majority on the court till at least 2028. In August, conservative Justice Rebecca Bradley announced she would not run again this year. Anya Van Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
This year, Mount Mary University became the first college in Wisconsin to offer a reduced credit bachelor's degree. Now the universities of Wisconsin could follow. Launched in January, Mount Mary's program is known as Thrive in 3. Students can earn a degree in cybersecurity, digital marketing, or social work in 3 years instead of 4. Marmy Clausen heads the Mount Mary Business, Communication, and Technology Department. She says those majors were chosen because they're in high demand.
It could be a very attractive option for those students for whom affordability of a college degree might seem out of reach, and then it becomes much more affordable if you are going only for 3 years instead of 4.
Last week, the UW Board of Regents approved a policy allowing campuses to offer 3-year degrees as well. 1/3 of kids in Wisconsin did not complete their childhood vaccines by the age of 2. That's according to the latest state vaccination data, which was released yesterday. Hope Kerwin has more.
The percent of Wisconsin 2-year-olds who had completed their vaccine series last year was about 2 percentage points lower than in 2024. Stephanie Schauer from the State Department of Health Services says it's difficult to know what exactly drove vaccination rates down. Getting kids into the doctors for timely appointments can be difficult for busy families. And Schauer says DHS continues to make sure uninsured kids know about the free vaccines they can receive through the state.
We understand that there's a lot of misinformation and disinformation out there that maybe people are questioning vaccines or they may be delaying or spreading vaccines out.
Schauer urged families to make sure kids are up to date on their measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine ahead of traveling for spring break. Just below 80% of 2-year-olds had received a dose of the MMR vaccine in 2025. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Survivors of sexual assault in Wisconsin now have more time to pursue criminal charges. This comes after Governor Tony Evers signed a new bill into law. The new law doubles Wisconsin's statute of limitations for second-degree sexual assault from 10 years to 20. Stefan Turkheimer is a former prosecutor who now works for the anti-sexual violence organization RAIN. He says many survivors need time to heal before they're ready to report a crime. And he says some types of evidence, including DNA, have vastly improved in recent years.
There are a lot of biological and chemical analyses that are better now than they were 20 years ago.
The new law also makes it easier for a sexual assault survivor to break their lease in certain circumstances, and supporters say that's designed to help victims leave an unsafe living situation. A Wausau company has to pay $250,000 for nearly two dozen alleged violations of the state's air pollution control laws. That settlement was announced yesterday by Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call. The state reached the deal with the parent company of Linetech, which specializes in coated materials for products. The Wausau company allegedly failed to conduct periodic emissions tests for soot pollution and volatile organic compounds. The state also says the company failed to properly operate air pollution control devices, show continuous compliance with limits on hazardous air pollutants, and maintain required records. The company's emissions were found to be up to four times higher than authorized annual reporting levels for some pollutants. Under the terms of the settlement, the company did not admit to any wrongdoing or liability. An attorney for the company did not immediately respond to a request for comment. People who love the outdoors in Wisconsin provided a record $12 billion boost to the state's economy in 2024. As Danielle Kading reports, Governor Tony Evers released federal data yesterday that showed the state had its third record year in a row for outdoor recreation.
Office of Outdoor Recreation Director Cassie Mordini says Wisconsin's outdoor industry is robust and continues to grow.
Thanks to a strong manufacturing sector, combined with our state's natural assets and recreational infrastructure.
Manufacturing accounts for more than $2 billion of that economic growth. Motorcycling, ATVing, boating, and fishing also contributed billions to the state's economy. While it was a record year, Mordini says the state and nation saw its slowest growth in outdoor recreation since 2020. At that time, people were flocking to the outdoors amid shutdown orders at the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic. She says the slowdown was likely driven by inflation and less consumer spending. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The Green Bay City Council recently approved updating the city's regulations for short-term rentals, better known as Airbnbs. But as Joe Schultz reports, the final rules are less restrictive than what officials had been considering last year.
The council updated the city's short-term rental ordinance to require clearer house rules for guests and more information in rental permit applications. A previous version of the ordinance would have capped the maximum number of days a property could be rented and required minimum stays of 7 days. That version faced strong pushback from rental owners. Joey Presley is on the city council.
It just became an easier fight for the city to try to say, okay, well, if you're going to operate here, let's make sure that we're following the rules. And if they're not following the rules, giving a way for the city to revoke that permit.
Some residents expressed concerns about party houses. Others worried rentals were limiting available housing in the city. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, a new focus on increasing the amount of protein in our diets has Americans adding protein powders to everything from coffee to breakfast bars. But there's a debate among dietitians about the actual value of the trend. Stay with us.
If you've never given before, but you look forward to listening to WPR every day, that's a sign it's time to donate. It means that WPR is important to you, and you are important to us. We're listener-supported radio, which means we count on money from people like you to make the programs possible. Make your first ever contribution today at WPR.org. Thank you.
And finally, protein is having its moment in the spotlight. Companies are adding more protein-enhanced products to their lineups as demand grows, and the new federal dietary guidelines unveiled earlier this year also put protein front and center. Harvest Public Media's Tadeo Ruiz Sandoval reports on whether or not Americans actually need more protein.
It's not hard to find protein-packed foods. For years, consumers have enjoyed protein shakes, powders, and bars. But lately, it's been showing up in some surprising places.
Hello, welcome to Starbucks. What can I get started here today?
I'll do a vanilla protein latte.
Ooh, okay, so that protein, period. Okay, do you want a hotter ice today?
The company is just one of many that have introduced new lines of protein-enhanced products to meet increasing demand. A survey last year from the International Food Information Council found that 7 in 10 Americans want to include protein in their diets.
It's been picking up momentum in videos and TikTok.
Corey Geiger is a dairy economist for CoBank, a national lender. Geiger has studied the newfound appetite for protein. He says it's more than just a social media trend. It's now aligned with a political agenda.
Certainly, more recently, the MAHA movement has amplified what has been taking place in Americana.
The federal government unveiled new dietary guidelines in January that put protein front and center in the American diet. Officials say the new recommendations will, quote, make America healthy again. At a press conference announcing the changes, Food and Drug Administration Commissioner Marty McCary urged Americans to eat more protein.
The old guidelines had such a low protein recommendation that we are increasing that by 50 to 100%.
It's a change that dietitians across the country have mixed feelings about. Stanford University nutrition professor Christopher Gartner served on the board that made recommendations to the government. He says the administration largely ignored them, and he calls prioritizing protein bizarre.
Americans have been a little short on calcium, potassium, fiber, and vitamin D. Protein was not and has never been in that list of things that we're short of.
He points out that Americans are among the highest per capita consumers of protein-rich meat in the world. Cleveland Clinic dietitian Julia Zumpano says Americans are getting enough protein, mostly because they're consuming more calories than they need. Instead, she'd like Americans to be more mindful of where they get their protein.
Occasional red meats, an abundance of fish, poultry, a regular intake of legumes and beans. You know, eggs are infiltrated in there. The main source of dairy protein is in the form of yogurt.
Some nutrition experts think we do need more protein, like Stuart Phillips, a kinesiology professor at McMaster University in Canada. He agrees with the federal guidelines for protein intake. But Phillips thinks the new food pyramid overemphasizes the role protein should play in people's diets.
It's just that putting them on the top means that they should be eaten the most and more often. That's the sort of implication of the way the pyramid is based now. And that's not necessarily a good thing.
And he worries the new emphasis could encourage people to consume protein-enhanced products they don't need, especially if they don't exercise. Products, perhaps, like the latte I bought and am now about to enjoy. I'm Tadeo Ruiz Sandoval, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains, including WPR. And of course, we'll finish with a quick check of your forecast. High temperatures in the 30s in the north and 50s in the south today. A wintry mix is expected in northern Wisconsin. Could be some rain in southern Wisconsin later on. A winter weather advisory in effect for parts of northern Wisconsin overnight. Anywhere from 1 to 5 inches of snow in that part of the state tonight. The rest of Wisconsin looking at rain tonight with lows down in the 20s and 30s. And that'll do it for this Tuesday. Glad you could join us, and thanks for being here for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producer today was Courtney Everett. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.